there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Are you sick? You all right? What you got?
It is the Odd Couple. I'm good. I don't know. I caught something in my throat, but I'm good. It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You see he's already running his mouth. What's up, man?
What's happening? How are you?
I am great. I am great.
Hey, can I say this? So as you know, I was in Vegas. My man Lamar Mitchell from the MGM Grand. Chris, you know that.
Our man. Yeah.
Our man. He takes care of us at the MGM Grand.
Yes.
Period. Point blank. Whatever. Had a nice, great meal at Kraft Steak. Chris, you've eaten there.
Yeah.
Great steak place right there in MGM Grand. I know it sounds like a commercial, but I'm just... You know, it's just so good when we go there. It's
right.
Just so good.
Lovely. Love it.
And, of course, I was there for Cousin Sal, you know, from Fox Bet, FS1, the Extra Points Podcast Network, all that. It was his 50th birthday party.
Wow.
And, Chris, it was amazing. Food was great. Great people. All his friends, his best friends from childhood. you know, all these people from New York I ran into. It was great. I had a great time.
That's good to hear, man. I saw some of your pictures on the gram, and yes, I'm glad you had a good time. And
happy birthday
to Cousin Sal.
Yes, Cousin Sal's a great guy.
Oh, he's a great guy. I don't know him that well, but obviously know him, and he seems like a good brother whenever I interact with him. So, all right, well, I'm glad you got back safely, considering you paid $11 for your flight. I don't know if you had to do the Flintstones thing and run on the runway on the bottom of the plane.
Hey, next time I'm going to take Pterodactyl Air. You know what I mean? Is that what it's called on Flintstones? Pterodactyl Air.
Something
I would have
like
been
that.
Better off on Pterodactyl Air than Frontier. Did I say that? I mean, Chris, what a disaster. What a disaster.
Wow. Well, you are safe and sound, which is the most important thing. And NBA free agency is underway, so we're going to get to that in a moment. We got a great show for you over the next 3 hours, so keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. We got the iCouple crew in full effect, of course. DJ Alex Tyshert.
Our man is back.
Is here. My goodness. I was shocked when I heard his voice before the show started.
You know what, Alex? With you being back, I need a cigarette. I might need two.
Well, Rob, let me light them both for you. How about that?
Yes, the perfect song. Returning back. He got a new haircut. Little conservative dude on his Instagram.
Hey, thank you,
I saw it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mature.
You know, he's joined the Republican Party now and all, you know.
He looked like it.
And I can count on both your votes, right?
You ain't getting my vote.
Wow.
I'll tell you that.
He looked like a young Republican.
That's
our man, DJ Alex Tyshert. Also, of course, super producer Rob G in full effect. And on the update, our man, Ralph Irvin. All right. Look, this is not a huge free agency season. I mean, obviously, we're used to summers where it's LeBron, where it's Kawhi, where it's Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving,
right.
These huge named free agents. And for the most part, you just don't have that. You got Kawhi, he's the biggest name, but everyone expects him to re-sign with the Clippers, and I'm included in that party. Chris Paul, another big name, he's re-upped with the Suns at a huge number. 4 years, $120 million. And there were actually those that thought he might go to the Lakers for $9 million. $6 million.
Right.
I mean, come on.
But that was that Laker nonsense. That's what Rob G and those guys be thinking.
Right.
Like, everybody's going to roll over just to play with the Lakers or whatever. But I just want to know one thing, Chris. When he signed that contract, did he have a ski mask on? That's what I want to know, Chris Paul.
Hey. I said that when his last contract with the Rockets, and hey, 4 years, what, 160 or whatever that was, he made good on that, even though he didn't win a championship, but he got another big one. We'll get to that later in the show. Some of the other signings, notable signings, Rob. Lonzo Ball is leaving New Orleans. A lot of people thought, I thought he'd be a nice fit with Zion, but apparently David Griffin had no love for Lonzo, because he's sending packing. He's sending packing to the Chicago Bulls in a sign and trade. And here's what the Pelicans get: Thomas Satoransky, who's awesome in Olympic play. You know, he looked good for Czech Republic as they were getting demolished by Team USA this weekend. Garrett Temple, you know, good citizen, high character, solid player, solid role player. And a second rounder. That's it for Lonzo Ball. But Lonzo does get the 4 years, $86 million. We'll get into all that later as well.
Lonzo was the number two pick, Chris. No?
Yeah, he was. Well, we're going to get all into his
journey.
His journey. That's a great way to put it. His ups and downs. Kyle Lowry, sign and trade to Miami. He gets a three-year deal with the Heat. Goran Dragic and Precious Achiuwa will go from Miami to Toronto. You know, Toronto, and Masai Ujiri's smart about this. He himself is Nigerian. He understands, Rob, get those international guys, because a lot of times they're more apt to stay than some of the American guys. You know what I'm saying? It's an international city, and they're international guys. So both of those guys, Dragic and Achiuwa, international. Jimmy Butler is on the verge of signing a max extension to stay in Miami. Mike Conley, 3 years, $68 million. Some reports saying $72 million to the Utah Jazz. Tim Hardaway Jr., staying with the Mavericks. Smart move on their part. He's a shooter. Compliments Lonzo well. 4 years, $72 million for him. And then Jared Allen to the Cavs, or staying with the Cavs, for 5 years, $100 million, Rob. Duncan Robinson, 5 years, $90 million. Duncan Robinson started off his college career as a Division III player. So that warms my heart for all of us former Division III guys. He got 5 years, $90 million.
But the money's there. They got to pay it to somebody. Yep. You know what I mean? So if you're playing nowadays, can you imagine some of the former stars like Isaiah Thomas, who never made more than $3 or $4 million a year, looking at these guys going, are you effing crazy?
You're right,
seriously,
Rob.
Excuse my French. But seriously.
You're absolutely right. I mean, and obviously, look, the money they made back then.
No, it was a lot of money.
It was big, but it wasn't the equivalent of today's money. You know what I'm saying? It's not just, that's more than inflation. That's the growth of the game. You know what I'm saying?
It's the same thing, right. It's the same thing with if Hank Aaron was still alive and he sees Mookie Betts get 365, or, you know what I mean, Tatis, before he even reaches arbitration, gets $300 million guaranteed. What would you pay Hank Aaron right now? You know what I mean? Oh, if he was in the middle of his career.
Crazy. Right. I was talking with Magic Johnson once, and he said, and you know he's close to a billionaire. I don't think he's there yet. But he said, he's like, I ain't make hardly anything playing basketball.
No.
I think he made 30 to 40 million.
And you remember it was that $25 million, yep. 25 years, $1 million a year. Everybody thought, wow, Magic signed for $25 million. Dude, are you kidding? That's chump change.
It is amazing. It is amazing. And the Knicks, by the way, you talked about spending money. Rob G, I know they signed Alec Burks. Stuff is coming down so fast, it's hard to keep track. But they signed Alec Burks to a 3-year deal, and then they signed someone else. Rob G, get us that when you
Alec Burks, 3 years, $30 million. Nerlens Noel, 3 years, $32 million.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's not much money, so that's not bad. Like you said, Rob, you have to spend. There is actually a floor.
There's a floor.
Some people may not notice.
Right.
Yeah, you got to spend a certain amount of money. But they're going to be wise with their cap and try to keep their room going forward. But, Rob, let's get into this quickly. There's a story Ramona Shelburne wrote about Kawhi, and it was really about Russell Westbrook and how he ended up with the Lakers. But she had a story about how when Kawhi was a free agent a few years ago, and everybody was wondering, is he going Lakers, Clippers, Raptors, staying with the Raptors? Russell Westbrook, who was in OKC with Paul George, called Kawhi and said, hey, yo, I'm from L.A., bro. I'm willing to move on. You know, why don't we try to team up in L.A.? And Kawhi, after that call, is according to her story, he called, instead of thinking about it, mulling it over, and maybe, you know, trying to get Westbrook to be his co-star, he called Paul George and said, yo, I'd rather play with you. And that put the wheels in motion for the Paul George trade. And I want to ask you two things, Rob. Number one, did Kawhi do Westbrook dirty? And number two, did he pick the right star? Did he pick the right co-star? He could have co-starred with Westbrook. He chose to co-star with Paul George. Did he make the right move?
I think he made the right move. We saw Paul George this year finally blossom into the guy that we thought he could be when Kawhi got hurt in that Utah series. Most people didn't think they'd get out of that, and they did. He played big. He forced the Suns to a game six. You know, played big in a big closeout game in Phoenix. So I think he made the right decision. And I don't think he did him dirty. I just think.
Really?
Yeah, I think he reached out and he wasn't interested. I mean, I don't know. What does he owe him? Does he owe him something?
Yeah, the reason I feel like, you know what now, I mean? Look, like, I don't know.
He reached out and said, "Hey, I want to come play with you. That's nice, but I don't have to pick you or decide like."
Yeah, but I reach out to your teammate and say, "I'd rather play." Now, what she says is, "I'd rather play with you." Rob G, check that.
Okay,
right?
but I'm just saying.
Hold on, but let me finish my point. I'd rather play with you. So part of that conversation was, yo, your boy called me. Because Paul George was all in on OKC. He was like, I'm staying here. I like the fishing. Me and Russ are great. Blah, blah. He was down to stay. Part of that conversation seemingly was, yo, your boy called me. And he wants to play with me. So it's almost saying he ready to leave you, Paul. And so I'd rather play with you. So that's where I think, yeah, he's looking out for his best interest. But I think it was almost like, sound like it could have been snitching. Your boy wanted to come play with me.
The only way it would be is if you say, like, please don't share this with anybody. Or, you know, like, you have to preface the conversation.
Yeah,
but if you're having a conversation, Chris, I mean, you know, Max Kellerman called me and told me you want to do a show with him or whatever. And I'm just
trying to think of the equivalent. Let's say that I called, let's use that, Max Kellerman.
Right.
And was like, yo, man, I hear you, you know, you looking for a co-star. Right. I'm down. You know, I'm ready to do it. And Max called you and was like, yo, your boy on the Odd Couple just called me and was like, I'm ready to work with you. But I'd rather work with you, Rob. Why don't you come on board with me? You don't think that? I think that's a little sketchy.
And I would have just said, well, you know, Max, I think we would make a better team because you show up for work and you don't take that much time off.
You got nerve talking. You just coming off a week-long, 2 weeks vacation, whatever. But you know what I'm saying? I just think it's a little sketchy.
Okay.
But I do agree that he picked the right co-star just because Russ is just harder to play with.
He's a great, very good. Right, he's a great player.
And look, maybe they'd have gotten just as far. You know, they could have at least gotten to the second round, you know, with Westbrook. But it's just easier. It's an easier fit, I think, with Paul George than it is with Russ. So, yeah, I do think that's a better tandem than Westbrook and Kawhi would be. And look, Westbrook was with Durant for all those years, eight or nine years, and they never won the championship. Now, they did get far.
They got to the championship, yep.
Yeah, there's a misnomer. I will say this. There is a misnomer that Russ, you can't win with Russ.
Yeah, I don't feel that way. As time has gone on, I don't think he would be my first choice. That's all, to team up with. It's more about that, Chris. It's not, they got to the championship. They won game
they
one against LeBron and
them.
They
played in four conference finals. Yeah. That's more than, he's won more than Steve Nash did. And so, but it's a different way to play. And so it's a challenge. But we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. What do you think? Did Kawhi do Russ dirty? And did he choose the right co-star, Paul George, over Russell Westbrook? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a Magic City Monday. And we threw it out to you. A story by Ramona Shelburne of ESPN.com says that Kawhi Leonard could have teamed up with Russell Westbrook. Instead, he chose Paul George. Did he make the right choice? And was it a little underhanded the way he went about it? Your turn to weigh in. What do you think? I'm looking for Rob Parker. Rob Parker. And he got the nerve to talk about, I show up because wow. I want somebody that shows up for work. My good, Rob is in his kitchen. I see him. He's in his kitchen getting a bologna and cheese sandwich.
We're here. We're good.
Come on. We've been on for 3 minutes.
Hasn't been that long? Wow.
Wow. So let's get to these calls, man. 877-99 on
the next
Fox.
Time you're in the studio, Chris, we won't have that issue, okay?
Hey, so you haven't been in the studio anymore more saying. Recently than me.
At least I live in the same state as the studio. All right. Let's go to Mark in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen? Rob, you ain't right, man. You're making a sandwich on you. You ain't right.
You know when them grilled, you know grilling bologna, you know I used to do that?
Yeah.
Fried bologna,
put some butter in the pan. Are
it
you
was
kidding?
A good sandwich. That was a good sandwich. Good.
Hey, Mark, you know this, when you didn't have any money, couldn't get a hamburger, that was all you were having. Peanut butter and jelly or bologna.
I like fried bologna McDonald's. Better than regular bologna.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that was our McDonald's. Yeah,
yes, right. It was.
Hey, real quick, just some unfinished business, Rob. Don't you owe me a pair of Stacey Adams from the bet we made?
Yeah, I do. I just
did
haven't
you
heard
send
from
them
in a long
and
time.
You wanted, Mark, well, what? I told him you wanted to
right.
send them to River.
Exactly.
You said to send it
so
to
now River called up Friday like, Rob, don't you owe me a pair of Jordans from
did
Martin?
Did he really? Oh, wow.
No, he didn't. But,
yes.
but obviously Rob's trying to slide out of this one.
No, yeah. I pay my bets, so I got
no,
you.
No problem.
I got you.
Just send him to Little Man River on me. That's
all right,
cool.
That's
hey,
nice.
Hey, real quick, I don't know if he did him dirty. Russ, I love Russ. He's my favorite player to watch. But he's like that cartoon, the Tasmanian Devil. He goes 100 miles an hour. He knocks everything over in his way, and he's strong-willed. Russ is hard to play with because yep. of his will. And Kawhi is the opposite. I don't know if Kawhi wanted to be around that strong a will, that kind of personality. I mean, Russ is hard. I love him. But, man, him and Kawhi?
Now, that makes sense, especially considering Kawhi's personality. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think he saw Paul George more of his type of personality.
Yeah, and Paul George is more like that, more laid back.
Yeah,
yeah that exactly. makes total sense. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate you, buddy. How about Richard in Detroit? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Richard?
Hey, what's going on?
How
what
you?
What up, man?
I'm good. I'm calling a long-time listener. I've been trying to get in forever.
Thank you, man. We appreciate you. Where you at? 7 Mile, 8 Mile? Where you at?
Hey, I'm from 7 Mile in Greenfield.
All right. You know my barbershop is 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Myers, right there.
Oh, really?
Sporty Cuts. Sporty Cuts
oh,
right
really?
There.
The one with
that's why Rob oh, wow. always has really those stuff. Fresh haircuts.
Yeah, but
I'm going to have to stop by there.
All right. What you got?
First, if that story is crazy, that would be crazy if that actually happened. I can't even believe something like that would actually happen. But he definitely made that right decision because even though Russ might average double-digit assists in the season, he's not really that type of facilitator that he needs. And then even though it still looks like Clippers do need a facilitator in the fourth, but I don't think Russ would have filled that role.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, Russ right. Russ gets a lot of assists. He's not a selfish player.
Not
but
at
his
all.
Game, it's not like a Magic Johnson getting 11 assists.
Yeah, just you know, a little different.
Yeah. It's him dominating the ball.
Thanks, Richard. Thanks
decisions.
For the support. Appreciate it. How about Carl in Mobile, Alabama? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, fellas. How you doing? You guys got to get a TV deal so we can watch the sandwich making in the kitchen and all that, man.
Hey, I would be in the kitchen because, you know, it's different when you do a show from home. And Chris knows this because he can see me. you know, we're watching each other on Zoom.
Zoom. Yeah.
So he you know, Chris be acting like he don't know I'm there. He can't see me. He know I'm not at the mic. He knows.
I hadn't looked when I said it. Just assumed you'd be there, but then I turned it on and was like, oh he's still in the kitchen.
Yes.
Getting his cheese.
Mama in the kitchen,
bologna.
Cooking rice. Father around the corner just shooting dice. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's cool.
All right, what you got?
Hey, I just want to quick. I think he did, but I'm going to give it a reason. It's not because of Tasmanian Devil. It's because Russ is more like Sonic the Hedgehog or whatever. He plays so fast that he doesn't see other players. And I give you an example. John Wall, when he first came in the league, was one of the fastest point guards to the goal. And I think he got a minor injury or something. He missed games. And he said when he came back, he played slower, and he started seeing his teammates better.
Right.
Russ moves so fast, he doesn't see his teammates because he's going 100 miles an hour. But I also think it was dirty for Russ to throw a big party for Paul George and smoke cigars and then double back and do that. And it's also a little dirty for Ramona to just now bring this out. So there's a lot of dirt to go around for everybody.
Don't blame the reporter, because if there's information out there, you got to put it out. Right, Chris?
Right.
I mean, just backstory.
Yep. That's a good story.
That's a good story for a reporter. So, Ramona, yep. I'm good with you, because you get information and background and you can write a piece that's an interesting read and gives some insight. That's what we're here for. Seriously.
Absolutely. All right. 877-99 on Fox. As always, you'll have a chance to weigh in the second and the third hours on this Magic City Monday. There's plenty more coming up on the free agency front. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, Rob, there was a lot of buzz going into the draft that the Golden State Warriors would make some moves, that they might trade the 7 and the 14 pick to get a star, maybe a Bradley Beal or some veteran star who could help them. Obviously, they weren't able to do it. Their GM, Bob Myers, their president, came out and said, we're trying to do this. But they couldn't do it. And so one of their executives, Joe Lacob, son of the owner, he goes on, talks to The Athletic this week.
Uh-huh.
And he says that the more likely path for them is to, instead of adding a veteran star, they're going to go with their vets, obviously Clay, Steph, and Draymond, and then try to mesh them with these young players. Jonathan Kuminga, they had a nice draft. Moses Moody, you know, some good young players, but they're young. They're, you know, to what they can contribute next season will remain to be seen. They're talented, but they're young. So here's what I want to throw at you. He even said this, Rob. Here's a quote. He said, if we can't win now, then you should look at Joe Lacob and Bob Myers and Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green and Andrew Wiggins and say, you weren't good enough. You're paying all that money. You weren't good enough. They need to be good enough, and they should be. They've won before. They're a little older, but they're still really good. Klay will be back. That's the key. I think we'll be good enough. So I'm going to throw it out to you, Rob. Are they good enough?
No way, no how, and that is a BS answer from ownership, thinking that let's keep the band together 10 years later and they haven't had a hit record in a number of years, that it'll happen again, that you're trying to recapture magic in a bottle, and you know, Klay Thompson has had two major injuries, hasn't played in a couple years, Chris. Like, the idea or the notion that he's going to return to what he was is too much of a pipe dream for that. Draymond isn't the same player as he was, and you had Steph, who balled out last year, and they still couldn't even make the playoffs, right? He balled out. He played great.
Yep.
So my point is, you need more than that. You got to take a look around and look at the West and look at the at Brooklyn if you're trying to win a championship. You can't tell me those three guys are better than the three guys in Brooklyn if they're healthy. They're not, Chris. And young guys, unproven, we don't have if you're the Warriors. You got to look at yourself and say, we don't have 3 years for them to develop. It's about now.
And on top of that, I don't know if you saw the news, Steph Curry's on the verge of signing a four-year, $215 million extension.
Right, that's a bad contract on arrival. I mean, it just is. Yeah, that's a bad contract. We'll talk about that later. That's another
That is a great contract. They should let Steph walk. Stop it. Chris Paul just got 4 years, $120 million.
That's another bad contract.
He's 36 years old. Steph, come on. You just said it. He balled out last year.
He balled out. But my point is they didn't make the playoffs. And my point is this is, if I'm a Warriors fan, I would be bummed out to hear this because this is not the right mix, Chris, of aging veterans who 1 year ago have had injuries and now you're adding young guys who aren't ready, who aren't ready to compete at that level. I think it's a mistake. And I think they're going to rue the day that they didn't go fast forward with trying to win in the next 3 years. Forget about the future. The future is now if you're the Warriors.
Well, I'm taking this at face value because I think they're going to continue to try to make something happen. I don't know if they can. I think they were trying heading into the draft, and they couldn't. I'm not giving away young kids I'm not getting ripped in a deal. Like, they were talking with the Sixers about Ben Simmons, and the stuff that Philadelphia wanted was just ludicrous. I'm sure they probably tried to get or at least talked about Bradley Beal, and Washington is set on keeping him because Beal seems to be set on staying with the Wizards. So I think it's easier said than done. I think if there's a move out there that makes sense, I think they'll do it. Regardless of what Lacob's saying publicly, I think they would make a move if they can. But with this current construction, look, I think they'll be good. I've said it before. There's no world beater in the West. Phoenix, I think, is obviously going to be good. But, you know, they're not scaring anybody. You called them Fugazi. They're good. I didn't go that far. But, you know, they're not frightening anybody. It's not like you look at them like, oh, my gosh, how are we going to beat them? You know, they're not like the Warriors or the Lakers were or anything like that. Denver and Dallas and Utah, I think they're all in that same level. The Clippers without Kawhi, they're going to obviously take a step back. I think the Warriors can be in that bunch, but what they were head and shoulders above everybody, and they won't be that. Steph is still great. I think Klay will come back and play well. Draymond had a good season. He gives you nothing offensively, but he had a good year. I like Wiggins. The young kids, people forget, they had Andrew Bogut, who was no great player individually. But, Rob, he was important on those championship teams. And when they lost to Cleveland, when they gave up the 3-1 lead, people forget Bogut got hurt too. In that, as Draymond was suspended and Bogut was hurt, like Bogut was big for them. So they need some size. They used to have JaVale McGee on some of those teams with Durant. So they need to go out and get some size. If I'm them, there's talk about Dwight Howard going to the Lakers. They need to look at him, too. They need somebody they need some size in there, and that always was the case, even though they've gone with the death lineup and played small and all that. So I'm with you. They can't be the favorites in the West. I think they'll be good. I think they'll be, you know, one of the elite teams out there. But now they got to keep building because what they have right now, I'm with you in that it's not – they're not where they were. You know, they changed the game, Rob. You know, when they came out and were shooting all those threes, I mean, that was a bit – that's when the game changed. I remember talking to LeBron before that finals in 2015, asking him, did they remind you of the Spurs who beat you guys in Miami in 2014? And he was like, nah. He was like, they're a jump shooting team. those Spurs had, at least they had Dunk. He's like, this is a jump shooting team. Jump shooting teams don't win championships. Well, now everybody's a jump shooting team, including Team USA. So they changed it. They were ahead of that curve, Rob. But now a lot of people are shooting as much as them and close to as well as them. Obviously, with Steph and Klay, those are two great shooters. But the league has caught them in shooting. So I think they're going to be good, but they're certainly not the favorites out West with what they have.
No, I just think that you either have to be, Chris, in or out. Are you rebuilding or are you trying to win? The Lakers just got rid of their entire roster, okay? Because they don't care about the young players and developing right. people.
Except
they got
THT. They're trying.
Am I right? What's that?
Except THT.
Yeah, whatever that's about. I'm with you. Whatever that love affair with that is, we'll go back to that 5 years from
well,
now.
Well, he's a clutch client. He's Rich
is that
Paul's
what it is?
Agent.
Well, I mean, a couple
Rich
other clutch
got,
clients
got power.
Shipped out, right?
But, you know, Rob, you bring up a good point, though, in that LeBron's outlook is, look, scorched earth. All right, we're winning it now, or we're going to die trying, right? Championship or bust, scorched earth. And this is a different tack, a different approach, and we'll see if it works. But this is something, this would be a check in LeBron's box for the way to do it, because I'm with you. Go for the title. Go for the ring. That's
yeah,
all
right.
that
Especially
matters.
When you got Klay. You don't even – Chris, do you really know what kind of player he's going to be? Seriously.
Look, he's a jump shooter. It's not like he was athletic, obviously, but it's not like that was what his game was based on. I think he'll be fine. But, yeah, you never know until you know. So we'll see
I'm
him
just
come
saying,
back.
But
I think, Rob, they're trying. I don't believe that, like, this is it. We're not going to make any moves or at least try to make any moves. I do think they'll try. And maybe if the young boys can play, if they think they can contribute now, they might end up trying to move Wiggins for somebody. They do have Wiseman, who I like. He's not as big as Andrew Bogut, but he is a big, maybe could protect the rim. So I like him a lot. And I think they think he's going to develop big for him too. So we will see. But we got more to talk about in this free agency frenzy in the NBA. The Chris Paul deal isn't as bad as you think it is, Rob. We'll get into that next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Lakers news. They signed Trevor Ariza. Yes, he's still playing basketball.
Is he?
Trevor is 36 years old. He actually, you know, he's not older than LeBron, but he seems like it. You know, LeBron is still at the top of his game or close, and Trevor's not. Let's just put it that way. But, yeah, they signed Trevor Ariza. And they signed Wayne Ellington. So that's their shooting. Wayne Ellington did shoot 42% from three last year in Detroit. Good for him. That was an aberration, though. He's really about a career average 38% shooter, which is good from three. But the 42, I wouldn't expect that again. Trevor Ariza, career 35% shooter. But, you know, it's been a little bit better than that in recently, although not last year. So that's it for them right now. You know, they'll continue to add shooters around their big three. But Chris Paul, we talked about it, 4 years, $120 million. And even as I expected and thought they should bring Chris Paul back, I was a bit shocked by the 4 years, $120 million. But it doesn't appear to be as bad as it sounds, Rob, because according to our Rick Bucher, Fox Sports Radio's Rick Bucher, or Fox Sports Rick Bucher, he says that only the first 2 years, Rob, are fully guaranteed. The third year is a partial guarantee.
Wait a minute. Go over that again. Really?
Okay. Yeah, he says the third year is a partial guarantee, and the fourth year is non-guaranteed. So you're probably looking at, you know, $80 million guaranteed, something like that. 2.5 years, $80 million guaranteed. So if that's true, then that I love that. I love that because you get to see how much he progresses or how much he remains as good as he is, how much he digresses, I guess. So if he's still playing well, you know, you keep in a few years, you keep him. If
so
not, it looks
minute.
Like you'll
I'm
be able
surprised.
To move on.
Why would he accept that deal?
Well, I'm speculating, but I was thinking, one, I think he feels like they really got a chance next year. He wants to come back and see if they can finish the deal in one of these few years.
Could he have gotten more money elsewhere? Sure, New York.
I'm just, you know? I'm just shocked. I'm shocked that
I wouldn't go there.
I don't remember too many NBA deals like that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, they have some partially guaranteed, but you, yeah, it's
like of his stature. They just got them to the finals. I would be like, 40, I want 4 years. I know. You know what I'm saying? I get it.
I don't know where else he couldn't have got 4 years anywhere else.
Yeah, but I would have got at least 3 years guaranteed.
He could have got
the third year half, right?
But if it's a partial guarantee, let's say it's averaging about 30 a year, it looks like. So, like I said, it might be about 3 years 60 or 3 years 80, something like that, maybe 3 years 90.
Yeah, but it ain't nearly the contract that it sounded like. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Okay, that makes a big difference.
But still a good, right.
Yeah, I get that. But when we thought it was 4 years fully guaranteed at 120.
Yeah, that was that. I mean, that was like you're paying him for what he did, for helping you get to the NBA Finals.
And you don't need to do that.
Dwight Howard is returning to the Lakers, according to Woj. That's a good pickup. You know, it looks like they're going to try to get back to that playing big, Rob. You know, that's what helped them win it 2 years ago. And looks like that's what they're going to be doing now. I think that's smart. Bring back Dwight. He was a good soldier for them.
Yeah, that ship might have sailed, though. I think that they might have. That might.
I'm looking at the West. There's just no way around it. It's not a good fit. But like I said, man, there's no juggernaut in the West. It's open. It is wide open, and they got three great players. Let's see if they can make it work. All right, 2 hours left. Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio. You know what to do. Lock it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.